This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. 10 years after Mayor Bloomberg banned smoking in New York City bars and restaurants, diners are puffing away again. Now, they're using e-cigarettes, those battery-powered cylinders that deliver vaporized nicotine. Ryan Sutton is a food critic for Bloomberg News. He spent a week with a couple smoking e-cigarettes in various restaurants, and he joins us to talk about that experience. Welcome back to WNYC, Ryan.
Thanks, Amy. Thanks for having me.
So you weren't kicked out of any of these bars and restaurants? E-cigarettes are above the smoking ban?
They appear to be above the smoking ban. I'm not a lawyer, but my reading of the law indicates that the smoking ban enacted 10 years ago focuses on tobacco products. This is not a tobacco product, e-cigarettes. They're nicotine products. Again, like you said, they allow the inhalation of vaporized nicotine. It's not a combustible product. There's no cloud of physical smoke after you exhale. There's simply a cloud of steam. Sometimes it smells and sometimes it does not smell.
What was the experience of the couple you were with? Were they able to smoke everywhere?
It depends. In certain places they were, in certain places they weren't. I remember we went to first La Esquina, a little Mexican restaurant in Williamsburg. We actually didn't ask permission. The couple simply took out their cigarette and started vaping, as they call it. That's the word. And waitresses walked by us and waitresses left, and no one really raised an eyebrow. Then we went to another restaurant or a bar in the East Village. It's called Booker and Dacks. It's owned by the Momofuku Group. And we politely asked if we could vape in that restaurant, and they said, no, unfortunately, we can't. And it turns out that there is no smoking in general at the Momofuku chain of restaurants.
So why the disparity?
Well, the Momofuku Group says they find it disruptive to other diners. And that makes a certain degree of sense because for the past 10 years, we've been living in restaurants that literally all we do is eat and talk and type on our cell phones for an hour.
and take pictures of our food.
And taking lots of pictures of our food. It is a little bit disconcerting the first time you see one. It changes the environment of the restaurant a little bit. If you smoke a blue cigarette, written BLU, it's going to light up at the end like it's the electronic device that it is. And again, you see this cloud of steam or vapor exhaling from the diners. Is it necessarily different from the cloud of steam that comes out when a high-end bartender uses liquid nitrogen to make a cocktail? Probably not. But again, that's the restaurant controlling their environment. A really interesting restaurateur that I talked to, his name is Gabe Stolman. He runs a popular West Village series of eateries, such as Fedora and Perla. And he said to me that the thing is with these e-cigarettes, it's the equivalent of playing your iPhone on speaker sound, because again, it's disruptive to other diners. Here's the way I see it. I like e-cigarettes. I think it creates a much more pleasant environment for restaurants than, you see, I don't smoke. And so it's terribly disruptive to me when all of my dining companions, many of whom do smoke, leave dinner halfway through dinner, go outside, and then the waiter comes out and has to bring all the food back to the kitchen because all my dining companions went out to smoke. Then my dining companions come back into the restaurant from smoking a regular cigarette, and they all smell like ashes.
Sometimes they do have a smell. You mentioned that. They smell like steam, or they have a sweet smell to them. Can that be bothersome to a diner?
You make a brilliant point, because I think it can be bothersome. As much as I am pro-e-cigarettes, I talked to Carlo Maracci. He's the chef at Blanca in Brooklyn. It's a $195 tasting menu restaurant. It serves about 20 courses. And he said they emit a weird steam-like flavor. And it really is, in certain cases, a weird flavor.
After spending a week with this couple going to various restaurants, what's your sense? Where do most restaurants stand? Are they allowing e-cigarette smoking or are they not?
I would say e-cigarettes are going to be in the dining rooms of the future. After having spent a week with this couple and after having talked with a number of restaurant owners in town, even at some of our most high-end restaurants, Le Bernardin by Eric Ripert, he said he found a diner smoking an e-cigarette in the lounge. He didn't ask them to stop, but he also did find it kind of weird. Again, it's not something they're used to in these restaurants. It's something that will generate questions if you do smoke one of these e-cigarettes. And usually it doesn't elicit too many frowns, at least having dined with this couple for a week. So I think e-cigarettes are the future and they will hopefully make combustible cigarettes more obsolete.
Ryan Sutton is the food critic for Bloomberg News. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.